Inflation is coming, stocks will fall. Welcome to this audio issue of Porter's Daily Journal, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. Issue number 33, volume number 3, War in the Persian Gulf Will Be a Catastrophe for the US and the World. Inside today's Daily Journal essay, Inflation is Coming, Stocks Will Fall as War Drags On, Oil Prices Rise, Palantir and Nvidia Team Up, More Private Credit Dominoes Fall. Chart of the day, Salesforce. Today's mailbag: remember, the first casualty of war is the truth. President Donald Trump said death, fire, and fury would prevent Iran from blocking the flow of oil. He said Iran would be destroyed if it tried. He said Iran has nothing left in a military sense. And yet, ships are burning in the Persian Gulf every day, the Strait of Hormuz is closed, and Iran's regime has not surrendered. Instead, it has moved quickly to consolidate power around a new supreme leader, Mujtaba Khamenei. The new boss is the same as the old boss. When Trump was elected, I warned subscribers that his tariffs were no panacea. I also explained they were unconstitutional too. Tariffs are merely taxes. It's consumers, not producers, who ultimately pay all taxes. The administration knew this too, of course, but they were happily willing to lie to gain power. Just like they lied about the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, and about cutting $1 trillion from the US government's budget, now they have lied about not starting any more foreign wars, and they are lying again about this one ending quickly. This isn't about politics. I'm not saying we should have elected Ms. Boozy McMumbles. My job is to explain the economic reality behind any government policy. Tariffs will increase production costs, disrupt supply chains, and harm the US economy, which, as one of the most open economies in the world, has the most to lose from higher tariffs. That is a simple economic fact, not a political statement. And no amount of wishful thinking will change that fact. Likewise, the United States cannot defeat Iran with airstrikes. Iran is a nation of 90 million people. It has vast resources, and despite our government's claims to the contrary, it isn't on the verge of a revolution. The economic reality is this: war in the Persian Gulf will be a catastrophe for the US and the world. Everyone knows how important the region is to oil, but there are many other major oil producers, including the US. It's the other things that the Gulf produces that will cause the real problems. As I explained on Monday, the Gulf produces a range of raw materials that are critical to the world's economy, including urea, helium, sulfur, ethylene, polyethylene. These are the boring chemicals that quietly run the modern world. Qatar's Ras Laffan liquefied natural gas, LNG, complex is the biggest LNG export hub in the world. LNG is a primary energy source in many large economies, like Japan's. Ras Laffan also makes roughly 40% of the world's helium, which is indispensable for chip fabs. Ras Laffan has been knocked offline by Iran drone strikes. Think for yourself. How many B-52 attacks will it take to eliminate Iran's ability to launch drones from apartment complexes in residential neighborhoods? And here's the real looming disaster. Food. The Gulf accounts for almost 50% of global urea exports. Urea is the world's dominant nitrogen fertilizer, used to grow roughly 50% of all of the world's food. In addition, the Gulf also supplies about half of globally traded sulfur. Nearly all of this sulfur is converted into sulfuric acid, which is then used to make phosphoric acid, the backbone of phosphate fertilizers, which make up about 40% of global fertilizer volume. Phosphate fertilizers are essential for corn, soybeans, and wheat. So, in one way or another, chemicals made in the Gulf touch virtually all of the world's food supply. Even a partial disruption will remove millions of tons of fertilizer from the market. This directly reduces available fertilizer for spring planting in import-heavy regions, India, Brazil, Europe, Southeast Asia. Farmers face higher costs or outright shortages, leading to lower application rates, reduced crop yields, and eventual food price inflation downstream. Benchmark fertilizer prices, New Orleans urea, have already jumped 30% to 35% since February 28, when the US and Israel attacked Iran. On Monday, I wrote that if the Strait of Hormuz remained closed, the single biggest beneficiary could be CF Industries, CF, which makes nitrogen-based fertilizer. CF's Donaldsonville complex in Louisiana sits right in the heart of the world's largest petrochemical infrastructure network and has access to the Permian Basin's virtually inexhaustible supply of low-cost natural gas. Again, you can think of nitrogen fertilizer as natural gas in solid form. CF Industries was up big today, almost 15%, and it's up almost 50% in the last month. The other hedges against the risk of a longer war include ExxonMobil, XOM, Dow, DOW, LyondellBasell, LYB, Venture Global, VG, Frontline, FRO, APA, 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 Glencore, Glency, Lind, LIN, Bitcoin, EZBC, and, except for Frontline, they are all moving higher. Why Bitcoin and not gold? I know the government will have to monetize to afford this war. I think within the next 90 days you'll see the Fed begin to increase, substantially, its buying of US Treasury bonds. The government cannot afford to pay higher rates, and much higher rates are coming as the inflation impulse of higher food and energy prices hits the market. The 2-year Treasury yield has climbed from about 3.38% just before the first strikes to roughly 3.6% to 3.7% now, a move of roughly 25 to 30 basis points in 2 weeks. That's a big move at the front end of the yield curve, and it's happening against a backdrop of softer economic data and rising recession risk. This is a huge warning that inflation is coming. Bitcoin is more sensitive, in the short run, to the growth of monetary aggregates and banking reserves. Thus, it's a better hedge, in the short term, against monetization. I believe the market is facing a very tough period. Let me reiterate, if you're within 5 years of retirement or if you simply can't stand the idea of a substantial drawdown, consider moving at least half of your equity portfolio into cash. If you're following Porter's permanent portfolio, you already have a hedged portfolio. We have not adjusted our recommended allocations. Or if you want to make sure that a decline in the stock market won't impact your wealth, I suggest moving our recommended bond allocation, P&C insurance companies, into cash. Doing so will go a long way toward insulating your portfolio against the growing stagflation risk. Our leaders believe they can bomb a theocratic, revolutionary regime into embracing Western liberal values. They still talk as if Iran will unconditionally surrender and as if we can destroy its military in a matter of days. They still promise that the Strait of Hormuz will remain open and that the free flow of energy will be protected at all costs. The markets are saying otherwise. Who are you going to believe? Tell me what you think of today's journal. PorterStansburyDirect@gmail.com. Good investing, Porter Stansbury Stevenson, Maryland. Presented by Paradigm Press, The All-In Summit, Your Next Move. Paradigm Press top 3 experts, Jim Rickards, James Altucher, and Enrique Abeda, just went live with an urgent briefing, where they revealed the number one idea that they're going all in on. This single idea in the coming weeks, beginning with a new initiative from President Trump, represents a major transformation of the U.S. economy. Make sure you are caught up on everything ASAP. Go here for the details. Editor's note, keep in mind, we only accept advertising from publishers we know to offer well-researched ideas vetted by a legal team, excellent customer service, and reasonable refund policies. Paradigm Press is one such partner. We do not, however, under any circumstances make any representations about their investment ideas or strategies, nor will we warrant them as equal to our own. We do recognize that the markets are tempestuous, and, at times, ideas that we may not endorse prove valuable. Three things to know before we go. 1. The US and Iran are digging in. With both sides hardening their positions, crude oil prices, above $95 per barrel this morning, appear headed for new highs. Today, President Trump posted on Truth Social that preventing a nuclear Iran matters far more than lower oil prices. That followed comments from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth yesterday promising continued escalation. We're fighting to win. In response, Iran's new Supreme Leader Mojtaba Khamenei declared that not one liter of oil would pass through the Strait of Hormuz for U.S. allies, and backed the threat with 3 more ship attacks on Wednesday. With prices higher for longer, we remain bullish on energy. 2. NVIDIA's data center in a box. Leading chipmaker NVIDIA, NVDA, and data integrator Palantir Technologies, PLTR, are partnering on what they call a data center in a box, a turnkey AI operating center designed for government and enterprise clients that demand total data sovereignty without the security risks of the public cloud. As Palantir leverages its deep connections with the government and NVIDIA, a current complete investor recommendation maintains its architectural supremacy. This partnership cements their role as the indispensable backbone of the global AI infrastructure. 3. Private credit dominoes keep falling. Some of the largest private credit funds, Morgan Stanley, Cliffwater, Blue Owl, Blackstone, BlackRock, and JP Morgan Chase, are restricting redemptions, likely to prevent having to unload mostly illiquid assets at fire sale prices. And now Deutsche Bank just disclosed $30 billion of private credit exposure in its annual report, flagging the once-favored asset class as a key risk. Private credit was a beneficiary of the easy money era when underwriting standards were relaxed, and investors plowed into these semi-liquid structures. Now the credit cycle is turning, repricing the illiquid loans that dominate these portfolios. Chart of the day. Salesforce, CRM. Many investors have written off software stocks such as Salesforce, CRM, as AI runoff. while others herald AI as a bulwark for the strong players in an intensely competitive environment. So far, Salesforce, a complete investor recommendation, is proving the latter side of the argument correct, up 8% over the last month as the death of software predictions continued. Today's poll, the price of a barrel of oil mailbag Iran bombing. In response to Monday's Daily Journal, in which Porter said of the war in Iran, in short, this is yet another American foreign war disaster in the making, despite its noble intentions, Hugh M. writes, fantastic article, Porter, but remember, the Iranians wanted to annihilate, not only Israel, but the U.S. with a nuclear bomb. The purpose of this aggression was to eliminate that possibility. Done. We can hope their government changes, but as you pointed out, fugata buti. Porter comment, if Iran's secret services had jailed President Dwight Eisenhower in 1953, left him to die alone in prison, and installed a Muslim president of their choosing in the United States, while ending our free elections, how do you think we'd feel about the Iranians? Well, that's what we did to them, mostly so that Britain could continue to buy their oil at far below market prices. Since World War II, our country's foreign policy has been to start as many wars as possible. Maybe the best way to avoid people wanting to kill us is just to leave them alone. If they go up, they go up. James V. writes, Hi Porter, Trump was asked about rising gas prices. His response, if they go up, they go up. Does he really not understand, or care, if gas goes up, everything goes up? Inflation. What will the Fed do? Artificially keep interbank rates low to keep his financial buddies solvent but screw the average American? Keep buying U.S. treasuries while the rest of us drown in rising costs? We'll all be paying more for everything. Wasn't the core of his campaign something like low inflation and peace? What a charlatan. Porter comment. I don't have the information necessary to judge Trump's actions about the necessity of striking Iran, but what I can tell you is, the Cold War was all a complete lie. We spent $15 trillion making 77,000 nuclear warheads we couldn't possibly ever use. Likewise, we had no strategic interest in Vietnam, and there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. So, why would any American believe anything the government tells us about the military? Volatile Markets Betty V. writes, Hello, Porter. I joined Stansberry Research years ago and wish I'd listened more to you at the beginning of COVID than I did, losing about 40% of my dollar. I read what you had to say in Monday's journal and just spent the past 2 hours calculating how many stocks to get rid of to reach a 50% level of cash. I've been careful, for the past 2 years, about what to buy, so I had to dig deep to decide what I could do without. Of course, Schwab wouldn't allow me to sell everything tonight, but I've got to start and I'm very thankful for the way you presented your cautionary tale. When Israel and the U.S. finally decided enough was enough with Iran, I was applauding the airstrikes mainly because of the Iranian population that has had to live like slaves for 47 years. I met a number of Iranian families back in the late 1960s and they were quite westernized, loved the Shah and democratization of Iran and the freedom for women to achieve careers, etc. I was curious about the Muslim religion and did a bit of research and discovered the difference between the Shia and the Sunni Muslims. I was surprised when Iran sent missiles into Qatar, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and even Jordan and, at first, thought the Sunnis had had enough of Iran's nonsense. Then I realized that like Christians, we have many different churches, services, and celebrations, but when the Twin Towers were brought down in NYC, all religions pulled together, despite our differences. I think you are right that we are a very long way from finding a peaceful resolve in Iran. I do think, however, that our president believed the common Iranian people would rise up and eliminate the clerics and the horrific army of thugs. Many young ones already have, and their deaths have been a loud notification to all the common people of what will happen to them if they try to overtake the clerics, etc. I fear President Trump is too overly confident that he will get what he wants in a short period of time, and will begin throwing our ground troops into the fight which, I believe, will spark a backlash from the Sunni countries. I'll be 88 this year and this certainly isn't the atmosphere that I contemplated for my final years. Thanks for your common sense and historical approach for what we may face in the coming months. Porter comment. Thank you, Betty. I certainly hope I am wrong about the future of this conflict. Please note, the investments in our Porter & Company top positions should not be considered current recommendations. These positions are the best performers across our publications, and the securities listed may, or may not, be above the current buy-up to price. To learn more, visit the current portfolio page of the relevant service, here. To gain access or to learn more about our current recommendations, call our customer care team at 888-610-8895 or internationally at +1-443-815-4447. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hoped you enjoyed this audio issue.